Good evening, everyone. I welcome you here to the City of Lapine Council regular session for 5th, 2019, and it's called to order at exactly 5:30 PM. We'll establish a quorum starting on my left.
Connie Breeze, present.
Mike Shields.
Michael Harper, present.
Don Greiner, council president, present, and Counselor Max Miller is excused, and mayor is excused, and he's absent by prior arrangement. Jake, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Any added agenda items tonight?
No, council president, but I would say that we were sent the community funding request for the high school separate.
I don't know that we want to put that on the consent agenda, do we? It says on there it's a one-time request for the class of 2020. That doesn't mean it's a one-time request for the next 21, 22, 23, 24, and all the rest of them. Before we go any further, we'll do our public comment. Anyone who would like to make a public comment, you're allowed 3 minutes. Would you come forward, take a seat here, state your name and your address, and make your comments to us if you would, please.
Do I need to speak in the mic, or is it just...
If you would, please.
Sure.
So you understand, we are recording everything. It'll be online, so you can see, hear what you say.
Counselors, residents of Lapine, I'm here tonight to voice my 3 minutes of public...
Name and address, please.
Bruce Schwant, 54485 Huntington Road.
Fine, thank you.
As on the slip.
Fine, thank you.
Members, residents of Lapine, I'm here tonight to voice my 3 minutes of public comment as provided by law. As you know, Lapine is about to experience a period of growth. This town, small town strong, is expected to get much less small. In fact, over the next 5 years, the voting population of Lapine is expected to double, at least. Lest you think some wingnut granola bar wants to turn Lapine into San Francisco, let me be very specific now about my concerns. One, I'm concerned that a lack of proper research and planning is about to create an inner city slum in the downtown area bounded by Huntington Road, Highway 97, First Street, and an extended area of urban blight from Hinkley Way on the east to Little Deschutes River on the west. I believe this will certainly happen because you currently have free food, free shelter, free health education, all operating as legally separate, uncoordinated, and unregulated entities, all located within 1,000 feet of each other with no questions asked and no plans to protect the area from deteriorating. Even two of these facilities within such proximity can develop a local slum. You have four, and your town is much too small to absorb the negative impact that will occur with undisciplined growth. Two, I'm concerned that I see plans to construct a pipeline that would allow prostitutes, drug dealers, gang members, thieves, vagrants, and illegal aliens from the rest of the entire country to conveniently arrive in the center of this vulnerable tenderloin area mentioned above. I am certain it won't take long for the word to get out where all the free stuff is, and nobody is protecting the best interests of the locals for guiding the growth. This pipeline will exponentially accelerate the deterioration of the town center. But this toxic meltdown will take place directly on Highway 97, the main tourist thoroughfare and the primary place for creating a community identity and showing the world who and what we are in Lapine, our center for our self-image, as it were. Four, I'm concerned that you cannot, with certainty, identify who a bona fide resident is in your town. This concern is amplified by the current rule that only residents are allowed to vote, and that a tiny number of voters will have a profound effect on the 20,000 plus residents in the surrounding area who identify with Lapine and who rely on the city center for their primary services. You truly have this situation under control. Prove it. Show me your detailed impact studies on the schools, traffic, crime, healthcare, sanitation, and economic growth, demonstrating appropriate due diligence. Show me your minutes from public planning sessions where you sought out advice from other cities that developed successfully, how you study their actions and outcomes, and how you adapted those successful strategies into your plan. Show me the detailed and durable ordinances, codes, and overlays that will create the street-level look and feel you expect to develop in Small Town Strong. Show me how you will effectively enforce these well-designed plans to fully achieve your goal. If you can't show me these standard public service pre-development items, then for Christ's sake, stop growing. The pressure to grow will not go away. In fact, you can expect it will only get more intense as time goes by, allowing community growth to grow without appropriate guidance and control through proper planning and strict execution is reckless. It's a horrible disservice to the community that hired you to make their lives better, not worse. I would now request the opportunity for a complete and formal presentation within 60 days, providing the facts supporting my statements and to substantiate to you specific concrete plans for moving forward constructively and managing Lapine's growth responsible and prudent fashion. Thank you for your time. Thank you.
Do you have a question, sir?
Certainly.
How long have you been in Lapine?
Since April 4th.
So you found out all of this stuff in less than a year, and you know that we're doing nothing about it, is that correct?
Oh, no, that's not what I said. No, I don't want to imply that at all. I get the sense that everybody here has good hearts and is trying very hard. What else that I'm seeing, and when I go online to look at these overlays and read these ordinances, I'm seeing things that are not as detailed and not as durable as I would expect them to be. So that's my main concern. That's what I've been trying to express unofficially, but I haven't been able to get very far with that, and hence, I'm here today.
Thank you very much, sir.
May I ask your address? Is that within the city limits?
No, I'm outside the city limits. I'm not allowed to vote, and I'm not allowed to take any position on the city council.
Is there any other public comment? Anyone, would you come forward, state your name and address, and make your comments, please?
Yes, thank you. My name is Jody Barham. My address, 61150 Southeast 27th Street. I am the program director for Project Wildfires County, and I'm here tonight in for what I do, having taken over for Allison Green. And Deschutes County native. I was born in Redmond in 73, so yes, I'm 40 years old. Moved back here 20 years ago to raise my kids, who are now off to college. And part of why I wanted to come tonight, we'll be kicking off the Lapine Community Wildfire Protection Plan update shortly. We actually have a way. You'll be seeing invitations to public. We're going to be seeking input on this area. It's the city of Lapine and then the greater area around what you want to see and what the residents want to see in their next five-year iteration. So as we're working, we're fully informed on a lot of the programs that we get to facilitate through Project Wildfire. So really, I know that I'll be working with your staff starting in October and into the spring as we look to update your wildfire. Actually, should I go with these?
Yeah.
I know we've talked before.
Yes.
And so we still haven't got some of the owners of property around close to us. Our next problem, is there some plans that we can maybe get some of those people on board cleaning up some of their property?
There are certain levers that can be pulled, both with myself, the Department of Forestry, and the local fire department, smaller project. But we do have some incomes available. We'd like to get more neighborhoods signed up for some of our programs.
So you know, we do have, Jake Obrist is going to be our...
Thursday next week or Friday?
Friday.
Perfect.
Yes.
Any other public comments?
Richardson. I'm mostly familiar with a couple dozen plus with a program through UDRC. We're in our trial year right now, where I thought that in Project Wildfire and it's a volunteer outfit and
Jake can work with you and see to it that you get all the information.
Thank you.
I would apologize to staff because Tracy, would you introduce us?
Street accounting clerk. We have Melissa Bethel, city manager, and Jake Obrist, our public works manager.
As you can tell, I'm just a council president. I'm not the mayor. I hope that everyone has had an opportunity to read it.
Excuse me, Mr. President Grainer, we do have someone here who can speak to the funding request if you'd like.
They have a couple.
She's still on the clock, both of them. So,
name and address.
Kelly, notary. I'm a resident. I live out in the county.
And I am here today about grad night, the mandatory sober grad night that the school has to basically locked in. They're not allowed to leave until the morning out and drinking or doing any other illicit drugs. And look for donations and several fundraisers that I listed there that we have planned. Our goal is to get the grad night taken care of and then hope that there's enough money left over.
But my question is, do you in this on graduation night?
Sure. They last year they had about half of the senior class. You're not going to get everybody. So the goal is occupied, and we want them to want to show up. Not only half the class show up to grad night.
I graduated in 1948, and we had a dance out of the lake about 10 miles out of town.
When is grad night this year?
Where is it?
When?
It's graduation's on June 5th, so it'll be that night. Graduation's at 7, and the plan is to have it last year anyway.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Representing the kids.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda, including the community fund request.
I make a motion that we approve the consent agenda, including the community request.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second that motion.
The second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carried. And is ordinance number 2019-8, an ordinance of Lapine imposing rule transfers and imposing penalties. And I'll be manager for the background.
Thank you, Council President. Yes, so just as stated in my staff report, we received several complaints. It seems to be getting a little more prevalent. We had a pop-up event happen, which in itself isn't a bad thing, over by the sugar. What happened was we really don't have an ordinance that allows this, let alone not allow it. And when we contacted the owner, they didn't even know about it. The owner was kind of horrified. That they had just popped up this hills area. And so he was actually in town and was able to come down and tell me, you know, that's private property. The people were actually a little bit belittled. We also have a couple of people that tend to have in the city yard sale areas. And then we also, so in an effort to curb this, I'm bringing a transient sales ordinance. This also sometimes will the brick. Basically, this is just a first look to see if you want me to bring it back. Adoption. I expect to make a couple of tweaks. I'm asking for direction in putting it, that it, these type of uses would be prohibited in the commercial zone. That would take care of most of our problems right there. And any other ones would have to come in and get this license, which would be pretty. They're not going to be able to be in the right of way. They'd have to have some kind of liability insurance. It would help with the panhandling. The sheriff has also asked that we put an ordinance in place for them so that it helped them along with moving people along. So I intend to, there will probably be a couple of tweaks to it. One, probably I might take it back to the attorney and have them tweak it with mention of our mobile food vendor ordinance, because referring people to that orders, which we like it to see, and that would allow them downtown. License, which they would be allowed to get. So.
Question five.
Right. So we tag team it. So lately, so the sheriff, we have had really good. It's actually really wonderful. I should much engaged in the city, and unlike ever before, he will take care of issues if we have an ordinance or there's something went out and take care of problems. Just because I was trying to have 10 hours of code enforcement that the county does for us through an IG over there. Very busy, and he comes to Lapine on certain days. So if I could, the panhandling for certain would be sheriff to move them along. Transient, people living in RVs, it's the sheriff and the county. Busting little kids with lemonade stands. It actually says fundraiser, school event, that kind of thing.
That.
And
yeah.
They have sidewalk sales. That's businesses that have sidewalk sales, they can it gives them express. So
can I address what you just said briefly?
Yeah.
Because it talks about limiting the number of sales that you have. So if you have a private property that is,
you have an item for sale for it's kind of interesting. This does address yard sales because it has to. It's very common in most. The language, in fact, I noticed, I actually it was familiar. It's a matter of enforcement, what you choose to enforce and what you have the capacity for until something becomes a problem. We're mainly focused on, in our commercial area, on right-of-way. It has to do with sale of vehicles on public right-of-way. Again, we're not focused on if you have that one vehicle or you have that thing, I don't know. It's not addressing that. This is addressing pop-up, top meat yard sale type things. So, I don't want to mislead you. It does affect the whole city. We're going to try, and when I bring back the final, it will have prohibited in the commercial zones. But if you want to do yard sales, and all of a sudden you're every weekend these people having a yard sale, it's the same stuff. Yes, the city would have authority to do something about that if you're turned in. If you are outside the commercial zone and you want to get a license, this license.
The sales on the park and ride, if somebody comes in.
It will be in a different ordinance about parking and vehicles for sale.
Okay, and then I think the consensus is that you make the adjustments and bring it back.
We will be moving as fast as we can.
I understand that we don't have the ability to do a lot of things because our tax base in this country, stop and think, that isn't much money, all the services that everybody wants. And that's one of the reasons we don't have our own code enforcement. One of the reasons we don't have our own police department, so we'll move on to the next item. Jake, we're looking at some new equipment. Would you like to go forward with that and explain to us?
Yes, I would. I've talked about this in the past. This is something I've been building up to over the last several years. So setting money aside for a piece of equipment, specifically a skid steer or something of that similar nature to add to our public works fleet. I was looking back at minutes from the past, and I talked about this back in 2017. We definitely reflected that we were going to try to get one of these types of equipment. And we set the, essential money aside for that. Over the last month, we've been looking pretty heavily at different types of equipment, and we demoed several units. And I envisioned us getting a skid steer when we first were looking at the process. We really liked the John Deere that we tried on site. But after trying the Toolcat, the Bobcat Toolcat, Joe and I felt, we really liked this piece of equipment and we didn't want to give it back because we were using it so much on different things. And you have a staff report, I can go through it if you want. I could talk about some of the highlights of why we think the Toolcat is the right equipment for us. One of the biggest things we noticed was maneuverability through town. We took it up and down sidewalks with the skid steer as well, and we felt that if we're going to start doing a lot of snow removal on city sidewalks, specifically along the highway and our main corridors to keep those open, the Toolcat best suited that application. Just maneuverability, visibility while you're in the unit, and we actually loaded up a portable snowblower in the back, and you can put a snowblower on the front, and if you have two guys in there, you can go clear intersection crosswalk areas and keep that Toolcat going with another good, tackle projects with a couple guys in that unit. It gets around very well. And one of the bigger things I noticed too, we don't have to trailer this unit. We don't have to buy a trailer to take it around town. It goes twice the speed as a skid steer, and it's about a ton less in weight. About 2,000 pounds less. Better driving up and down the streets. It's built for that. It actually has it around. Skid steers, you definitely can take them around, but they're not really built to go long distances. That wasn't their main application. Impressed. We put forks on it, buckets, sweeper. We tried out a sweeper on it. You can see in this, I bid it to have forks, a bucket, a sweeper, and a snow. This price isn't the lowest by any means. $1,000, and we don't have to buy a trailer. It's definitely right in the. The whole crew wants it, I want it, it's gonna serve us the best. You see budgeted money specifically, over 50% of these, we see that piece of equipment being utilized heavily, removal and picking up cinders in the spring and doing stuff of that nature. We have a little video you can watch too that shows you the piece of equipment in action. If I still had it here, I would have bought it tonight, but they took it away from us.
No, I actually asked him, I go, is there a way we can like park it out there?
Maybe you should show the video first.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Show your video.
Yeah.
If you want to get the lights, I'll start the video.
You got it.
Thanks.
I'll get popcorn too.
Yay!
I thought I'm making a video of my guys with it, but I don't want to do that.
How's the pricing for brooms?
What's that?
How's pricing for the replacement brooms? I see $4,000.
So I don't know how much the replacement for the brushes are, but they do wear out.
Utility work machine
is one that provides much better stability and balance without twisting. Also acts as a skid plate for components and provides dedicated, but you won't sacrifice the ability to maneuver in tight spaces with its all-wheel steering, which also ground disturbance on those surfaces you may not want to tear up. The system, combine it with all-wheel steering, and this drivetrain can provide. But the suspension is also tough enough to handle the hard job. Rubber stops help keep it stable and rigid when the weight of a trailer is 4,000 pounds. And the front-mounted lift arm can lift 1,500 pounds, 7 feet high. The cargo box has a payload capacity of 2,000 pounds, which is similar to a locking differential, but better, because it will help maintain a consistent travel speed.
It's almost
the BobTatch attachment system is the same as you'll find on our loaders. So switch
attachments,
you won't even have to get out of the
power.
Wow. And the 5600's interior is automotive inspired. It has wide door openings and large windows. There's an adjustable seat, and the attachment is easy to operate with the ergonomic joint, because you can haul items you may need for a job while transporting two people. It's comfortable and even has cruise control. Contact your local dealer and check one out today.
Talked with the city of Bend quite a bit. They have one and they've been utilizing. They just bought another one. The county uses them. They have one at the landfill that they use a lot too, and they use it for a lot of road projects to pilot as a pilot rig and do all the signage. They can throw the signage in the back really quick and roll up and set their signage out. They have nothing but good things to say, specifically with snow removal. That was my biggest concern. How does it do with the snow? If it does get super icy, you can chain up all fours, and it has great momentum to keep that snow going. Budgeted around $65,000. Yeah, that's what I was envisioning.
That's what I was thinking.
Yep. I had to, I never really said what I was going to take out of the cemetery, but I did mention the cemetery. There was into a lot of those little walkways a lot easier with that tool cap, and a lot handier up there, for sure.
I mean, that's a nice looking
system. That's the unit, the whole
that's
unit.
The whole
that's
unit.
Not the
okay,
rest.
That's
the actually,
that was my concern, because that's
I had a quote for it's got a pickup sweeper, so you can go through and pick up material
really?
And then go dump it. Like when we get all the cinder and stuff on our sidewalks, and
then
we ask the build up, and then they just throw it on the sidewalks.
Yeah.
We can go pick it up.
Nice.
I've had to use our backer truck before to get some of it up, and that's kind of cumbersome.
Question.
One thing I will add, ODOT's made a mention to me, they have a track skid steer on site, whatever attachments they have on site if we wanted to. That's all there's quite about.
I know about oil changes and all
the first free maintenance of the, for the first year, and they'll check in with us and have a good local presence. They work with a lot of the local contractors. Easy. Bobcat in Bend is the type of company that does something seriously wrong, so they'd probably bring down a unit for me to use while the other ones get me fixed on.
All vote, please.
Connie Bruce, aye.
Mark Reiner, aye. Looks like it's, go ahead with it. So, that takes care of that. Other matters, and being as we have no more other matters, we're back to public comment. I'll make another public comment now.
Yes, sir, I do. Do I need to fill out another form?
No.
All right, here we go.
You have to state your name again.
All right, Bruce Swan, 54485 Huntington Road, Bend. Don't worry. I'm not going to match you guys again. I did notice as a procedural note, and I know each city gets a chance to form their own rules, opportunity for public discussion on ordinances unless there's a motion. We have some comments on this. Talks about vehicle. It struck me, what vehicle? What if this guy's just walking in with the backpack? Just doesn't fit anywhere else in this ordinance. Another thing I noticed is 5.1 application requirements. Is, that's pretty good with a process, but I don't see a response time required. If I put in an application, I may never get a response, and there's nothing that says I deserve one. Item number 6.10. Is there any regulation about how many of these things can be in one place at one time?
Businesses, for instance.
I'm more thinking about the items that require a permit, the outdoor sales as example. There's nothing that says you can't have three or four or five or six of these all in the same spot. Something to consider. The other item, 9.1, exceptions, and this was talks about, if I drive up into a parking space and open my trunk, to think about. Another item that I noted here is items prohibited for sale, which might make sense. And I get it, you probably have items that are illegal in other ordinances, but what I've been noticing is that many items, or many ordinances are being struck down now by state judges, federal judges, and Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal judges. Not necessarily in the best interest of the community. Having what I meant by durable ordinances in my prior comments is having multiple ordinances that get to the same. Ordinances struck down, another ordinance might allow the police.
Further public comment. Who do you want to start with?
I don't have anything this time.
Jake, we'll go backwards tonight.
I have a list.
Oh.
So, first thing is, just to give you an update, if you might have noticed the BLM land that is right next to the Best Way, we have been watching it, and it we got a call from Rich Preday, who owns the Best Western. And so Jake and I went out and took a ride, and he was pretty much right on. People are using it. He also noticed the picnic tables were in really, really bad repair. Pretty bad nails sticking out, wood half splintered off. So I instructed in court size to go take them out. So the picnic tables are gone. We have not, that doesn't mean we're not doing it. There is nice concrete pads there. Season budgeting for some of those tables that are like out there. So just to let you know, if you see or somebody on the street says, hey, what happened, that's what's going on. And then we're also going to have maybe the sheriff's crew, the Women Voters Committee on Affordable Housing. Great committee, came in, asked a lot of, very excited about Lapine and pleased. And then ask the council how you feel if you want the city to be a presence at the trunk or over there and participate in that, but I want your buy off before we go. To you guys, I just wanted to throw it out there. I'll move on while you're all contemplating that. You also have a joint council commissioner meeting scheduled for October 8th. I think that we're going to be bringing back the amended IGA for the sewer district loan. To give you a heads up, basically where we're at and where it's kind of going to be left for now is back to when they got it reduced, and so it's basically taken $100,000 off the loan, and we're within 30 details on what's happening with that. So,
can I interject real quick?
Yeah,
it's October 9th.
Okay, this is not a normal day, and I just
no, it wasn't a normal day.
I'll update the calendar for you.
Check with them because the day
I did.
They give, oh,
it's
today,
the 9th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they told me October 8th too.
Right.
So, okay.
We clarified today it's
the
9th.
Oh, good, because I thought, man, I'm losing it. Okay. So keep that on your calendars.
So with that, we're
still. Nope, we're going to kind of leave everything as it is, just reduce the loan back down to where it should be. Alex, do not.
Right.
So we'll explain at that meeting. I'll explain it to you. I can explain it.
Yeah,
so basically what's happened is they have a loan. They can only pay so much. They have to have so much cushion there for what they have. And there's no guarantee that if we accept all the SDCs that we'll get enough money to for them to pay the loan, because we'd have to give them everything up to their loan payment for all the SDCs. And we got $60,000. We have to reimburse them $55,000. So the idea is just keep doing it as status quo. They keep their SDC, and at the end of, I think, in a year or two, whatever they've accomplished. So if a couple of big subdivisions come in, like our plan, it could be just, it will be fine. So so once they get up to $600,000 in the bank, if before the refinance, all of a sudden we get all the next year, all the residential comes in, and all of a sudden they get enough, they'll give us IGA memorandum. Or if we go to refinance, we'll have that money built up. We'll refinance. Once it's paid off, paid off, the work's done, we'll collect.
Don't they have a couple hundred thousand?
We have 2 years worth of payments
right.
Saved up.
That was 2 years, so
$110,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we looked at it every way we could, and they're open, but it just didn't seem reasonable that if all of a sudden something happened and these subdivisions didn't go in, or they didn't get the $55,000, we'd be on the hook to pay them. And
right.
It
but
just,
we're getting credit for everything.
We're getting credit
we're
for
getting
everything.
For everything we've
yeah.
Paid over those years.
Yeah.
And,
yeah. So right now it's just keep it. They reduced it along for a couple of years and see how that goes. And then we'll get serious about something when we can actually pay something or put money towards it and get it done.
No, it will. I'll update it tomorrow. It's currently scheduled for the 8th.
You just said the 8th again.
No, it's currently scheduled for the 8th. I'm going to, I'll update it for you tomorrow to the correct date, which is the 9th, and it will begin at 4:30.
And then?
The Board of County Commissioners meetings typically have started at 4:30. I can ask about doing it later. I'm happy to work with.
That day in Bend, and it's.
We can definitely ask them.
Yeah, I'll check with Sharon.
Yeah, let's push that if possible.
Okay.
And then also, the second part of that question is there anything else you see that you want to talk about in that? But it'll help because it'll be the amended IGA, so we can all agree on it.
A little better street maintenance for the snow. I just wonder if we can help if we can't get it from them. Yeah, of course it was.
I think it was bad all the way around for everybody.
That's true.
I think, yeah.
I don't know. I saw the county up there, Sun River, really. Everything was clean.
Inside Sun River.
Yeah, Sun River has, because they want everybody up on the mountain.
It was county trucks.
Yeah, they contract. Yeah, they contract. So we can do that. I hesitate to bring up anything to do with streets.
No, I understand.
Just because it could evolve into something we don't want it to.
Although it has been a little while since the sheriff has been out here to give us an update. If not at that meeting, at.
I can do that. In fact, Lieutenant DeLuca would probably show up anytime. He's like I said, for the first time, I mean, it's like even since I've been here, we first got in when we had our, right after January, we had everybody come through. So we can do that again.
I commend him on there.
It's been really nice, actually. Code enforcement, appreciate that. And then the last thing is, for those of us going to LOC, we have, leaves at 6:30, we can get downtown and get to our dinner. I have to be in a meeting at 8:30. Yeah. Right.
And four, possibly three.
Right.
Yeah, so you gotta go to the conference all day and then check in that, yeah, between dinner time or something. And we will also be at the conference for the next week. So trunk or treat, any feelings about that? It's up to you guys. I just throwing it out there as a present.
I'll follow through with trunk or treat.
Perfect.
I support.
I have one comment I forgot about. Yesterday, community group, they contacted me several months ago looking for, get the name of their group, but they do wildflowers and they plant them for free, and they do it in several avenues, like they do them, done them at senior homes, just for places for people to go out and enjoy. They asked for a place to showcase on Lafayette. I gave them the swale. Really nice job. All the stuff they got was donated to them. All their time was donated. I went and looked at it. They did a really nice job. And rhubarb planted, all kinds of stuff planted in there. So, yeah. So I just wanted to give them kudos for that, publicly.
The COIC strategic planning meeting, it was a separate. COIC has been working on rebranding, working through that, but because of the switchover of.
Hey, Connie, yeah. Mike?
Well, I like the trunk or treat thing.
Trunk or treat's the one.
But there was a suggestion that all the businesses could.
Any other?
I'll throw in a candy bar.
Can I clarify that, though? Real quick, you're talking about the business, them trick-or-treating the businesses?
Yeah.
The trunk-or-treat is the one that's downtown at the park.
Oh, that is
downtown. That is the one that's at the parks department. So it is in favor of getting the kids to quit going across. Anyway, I just want to clarify that.
That shows how engaged I am. Trick-or-treat.
You haven't been trick-or-treating.
I haven't tipped over now.
We can bring the tool cap.
I thought you were getting the ticket.
Oh, there you go. Fill the bucket with candy.
The one on 97 was dangerous.
Yes, it is. It's
your comment.
I support it.
You're for it. Do you have any other comment?
I have to apologize. I missed the League of Oregon City Small City Committee. Just too many things going on in my life. So.
Flower.
Yeah. Just kidding. Well, his wife, I know they've cleaned up a lot of stuff.
Community takes pride.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely. Like, I had a citizen call me minutes after some concrete and asphalt was dumped.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say names, but.
Yeah.
That was.
Somebody we don't know.
But yeah. People take pride, for sure.
Yeah.
And if I wouldn't have heard about it 5 minutes later, I probably wouldn't have figured out who it was.
Right.
If everybody's had their say, now it's my turn.
I actually have one more thing. Sorry.
Well, I know that our guests out there might be wondering why we're a little bit not really uptight with our pretty relaxed, and we try to let everybody have their own say and everything, and we try to get through and do the right thing. Please bear in mind that part of our problem in taking care of different parts of the city is our tax base. And if we've, for instance, we have no funds or no source of funds to take care of our roads and streets, and you may not realize it, but in the city of Lapine, we have a state highway, we have county roads, we have city streets, and we also have private alleys. All of these are incorporated in the town and turned over to our public works director to see to it that they get as best sections of town that has probably almost 50% of the people living in roads. And taking care of those gravel roads is expensive, and trying to replace the gravel and everything, have enough money. If we took all the money that came in on our tax base for 1 year, we'd have a hard time paving 1 mile. So that shows you the amount of money that we're dealing with. And that's what the people voted, and I'm not going into all the things that the people were promised if they would vote to win the city, but I will say this, that probably 50 or 60% of the people that voted with this 1.9 tax base moved to another area. So they left, we're still here, and we're the ones that live with it. One other thing I'll say, I understand that we're putting a 24-inch across Highway 90 NSF railway, and you just might like to know that it cost us $3,880 just for the right of way to go across them. But it's something we have.
It's covered under our sewer grant.
But I just wanted you to know that I happened to run across that while I was going over the bill.
Yeah, that's just the permit, the right to cross the train tracks.
And in case anybody would like to take over or go over some of the bills also, just remember, just let me know, and I'll be there with you and show you what I do and how I go about it, how I compare the bills and the invoices and everything to come up with the put an initial on it. We are a small city, but we do our best to do what's right for our citizens. And I think that underscores not one of us, of these four people right here, get a dime. In fact, it costs us money to serve on the council. And I don't want you to know that we have the city's best interest, and we're doing it for free. So with that up, and if there's no more remarks.
Sorry, just because it looks like I need the last word, which I don't, but I just, you jogged my memory with the meetings, and today Scott, our new economic development director at CoPerson, attended a CORE year meeting that's always held here in Lapine. We had 40 people show up, some people from Bend, some people from CORE, Central Oregon Realtor Association, sorry, people from Bend, Redmond, and then a lot of Lapine. Gave them Lapine, and then also with Edco and what he's working on. Well received, everybody was very excited, had a lot of questions from the Bend people in Redmond, so. Sorry, yes, you may have the last word.
Meeting adjourned.
Yes.
Thank you everybody for attending. And it's nice to see people out